Live.TV podcast, where we discuss valuable topics, interview amazing people sharing their stories and valuable lessons learned to educate, impact, and empower lives across the world. I'm your host, Fred Fitzgiles, and I am so glad to be back for season three. And we have so much to talk about. It has been a while, a long while, and a lot of things have happened. And I tell you, it's just been an amazing journey. We're actually celebrating this 3 years on the air. 3 years on the air. We started in 2015. And our first season, I think we got maybe about 15 to 20 episodes. And the second season was a little shorter. And there's a lot of things. There was a lot of moving parts that was going on. We had some amazing people on the show that have gone on to do some great things. We've had authors on the show. We've had musicians on the show. We've had people that were in media and entertainment on the show as well. We've had some people who have gone on to become broadcasters and release their books and have gone on to do conferences. And we even have some shows that were unreleased that we haven't even put out yet. And so we actually took a little hiatus, took a moment because I was actually, I had to go to school. I had to take a step back a little bit and kind of wrap up the last season, last episode, really was episode 37. Well, I started talking to a lot of the millennials, and I had highlighted a couple millennials that was on. If you guys go back into the archives, you may remember Olivia Price, who was a young author who was on the show. And then there was a video I started incorporating, because this is a podcast format, of course, you know, where you can hear it. And but the technology was moving so fast, and being in video, you know, trying to come up with a set, because my original concept when I came up with Studio 22 Live.TV, that's exactly what it was, TV. And along with being able to be connected with my phenomenal, not only sidekick, but also my other half, Miss Iona Garrett, when she launched Success Stalkers, she inspired me to really kick off the show and start off with a podcast format, and that's what we did. And but she went on for successstalkers.com, where they actually interviewed, you know, successful entrepreneurs, people who were doing business. And we were interviewing just anybody who was kind of that, you know, that unrecognized person that wasn't part of any political agenda. It wasn't part of any clique. They kind of like unsung heroes. And then also people who were just starting out. We had an amazing author with a friend of mine, Mr. Mark Baynard, doing some amazing things with his book. And his story was just incredible. I remember we also had Miss Kelsey Nelson on the show, who, you know, starting out as a broadcaster, just getting out of school. And now she's going on to do some incredible things. So I'm hoping I can catch up with her to bring her back to the show. Recently, we had some songs on people that who are music artists, like Camille Johnson, who I just recently connected with again. She let me listen to a brand new song we're going to be bringing back on the show, and talking to her and kind of catching up with her as well. And Lydia Renee, who was she's been in a transformational mode, mind, body, and soul, to tell you the truth, doing some amazing things with her. We have a couple people, unfortunately, who actually one person who passed away, which was my good brother BK Hart, who was actually, you know, maybe 6 months after I actually interviewed him, we actually lost him. And so we did a tribute to him as well, and shout out to him and his family. But I was glad that I had the opportunity, because I've been knowing him for years, and he supported me in everything that I've done. So I miss you, brother. I definitely miss you. But your family, shout out, you know, to your family. You know, my condolences, of course. We always thinking about you. It's kind of strange to see when people pass on, you can still see their profiles on Facebook. As a matter of fact, Facebook done changed things so much, where now they have legacy profiles now, where you can become immortal on Facebook. You can assign, and you know, I was going through Facebook one day, and they said, in the event of your death, who do you want to be able to, you know, take over your account? It's like, man, I mean, you know, they're thinking that far ahead, and you know, to basically immortalize you. And so, you know, there's been a lot of change that's been going on with technology, with Facebook, with Instagram, Snapchat getting big. You know, LinkedIn's been changing things around. There's a lot of things that's been going on in the media space. Facebook ads has been really, really big. I actually used a couple Facebook ads, even, you know, doing some marketing for myself. And also just learning a lot of things. So it's just been the last couple years since our last season. It's just been a lot of changes. So I got a lot of information that we can't wait to share with you. The format of our show is that, you know, I talk about that we discuss valuable topics. So what we're going to do is change it up a little bit. And we're going to have, yes, valuable topics. Yes, we're going to interview amazing people. But we're also going to basically more be, my goal was for us to be more relevant. We want to be more relevant on our show now. We want to be connecting with all the things that are going on out there. And this is, again, this is a positive show. Our moniker is always positive, always on. And that's exactly what we're going to do. But we also are going to be able to be relevant. We want to make sure that we increase the people who are on iTunes. Of course, our show is on SoundCloud now. It's on iTunes where you can subscribe to us. So we ask you to do that. We have a YouTube channel as well. We ask you to subscribe to the Studio 22 Live.TV channel as well. We actually have moved over into the satellite space. So our show is actually on Stitcher Radio, which you can get in the cars. It's through Sirius Radio as well, which we're excited about that. Our show has expanded out to 25 countries. And along with our partnership with Success Stalkers, we're looking to expand that even further. So we got people all over the world listening to the show. We just connected also. We have a channel up on Anchor.fm, which is a podcast RSS feed, just another distribution center for our show. So we'll be uploading our show to that as well, and they'll be plugging into Google Play and also iTunes as well. And we're just looking to expand, and expansion is really, really huge. We're trying to get the word out. I think we actually got to over about 10,000 plays, which is okay, but we want to get that up to 100,000, and eventually our goal is to get up to 1 million downloads of our show. So what we got to do, we have to just up-level our show and increase the entertainment level of our show, the quality of our guests that we have. We're going to start bringing in some celebrity guests. We're going to go find some people who have been gone for a while, and we're going to tap into our own network of people that we know that are of a high stature. We're going to bring in some people that you know, love, and respect. We're going to try to do some surprise interviews. We're going to incorporate our format and hammer out some different formats. Back then, a couple seasons ago, you know, we incorporated birthday shoutouts, you know, and that was great. We had a joke of the day. We're going to have some humor, but we're also going to be doing some skits and parodies, since that's a big thing. And then we're also going to continue our motivational moments. We're going to continue our book of the month, but we're also going to be actually introducing you to some sponsors. So you're going to hear some sponsors on our show. So if you're looking to sponsor our show, we are looking for sponsors. We're going to have different levels of sponsorship to really, you know, put out and help people promote their business, help people promote their organization. We're going to be promoting events locally. Now, we're located in Delaware, but of course, we have a global show. So because we have a global show, we're going to be promoting your event no matter where it's at. So if you are listening to the show and you would like to have your show promoted or your event promoted on Studio22Live.tv, feel free to send us an email to Studio22LiveTV@gmail.com. Studio22LiveTV@gmail.com. And we're also going to give you our phone number to dial in and call in, just like the old school form. And I know we got Facebook Live and we got all kind of other distribution channels, a way to connect with us. But we do have a number, 610 466-5461, 610-466-5461. You can always call into that and leave a message. You can call and leave a message, some feedbacks, give us some, you know, good, bad, you know, whatever it is, whatever you want, whatever you think would make the show pop. That's what we're looking for, your feedback. We're going to engage more people. It's not going to just be one mind anymore. I'm going to have some co-hosts with me. I'm going to have some special guests come on with me. I'm also going to change it up to where I can be able to pull people in when we talk about certain topics to, you know, add a little spiciness to the show. Not too much spiciness. You know, I like to keep it positive, but sometimes, you know, you got to, iron has to sharpen iron. And because iron sharpens iron, we're going to be able to teach some things that we can do respectfully, have some topics that we can discuss and debate if we need to. It's no problem getting different views and different perspectives. And even though whether you may not agree with my perspective and I may not agree with yours, we still can respectively talk about it, and especially with some relevant things, you know. And so I'm just tired of all the negativity. I'm tired of, you know, every time we watch the TV, every time we go to a movie, every time we, you know, there's something going on in the media, it's always got to be highlighting the negative. I'm sick of it. I really am sick of it. And but what we're going to do is use the show to be able to continue to highlight the positive and highlight and talk about those relevant things, but talk about it in a way where we can constructively talk about it and talk about some solutions, not just talk about the problems. See, I want to be able to talk about the solutions on this show. I want to be able to touch base if we got some situation that's going on with our president or whether it's the government. We're not going to get too, you know, political, but I want to get your views on what you think, what's been going on. You know, I want to get your views, what's been going on with, you know, this this right now we got a epidemic with our children. We got to protect. I mean, the enemy is really, really going after our kids with these school shootings. This is concerning me. It concerns me because I'm a father. I got a daughter in high school and a daughter in middle school. And it hurt me to my heart to have my daughter tell me that, hey, Dad, we're going to be doing a code red drill today. Really? You're doing drills just in case somebody comes in a school shooting? That hurt me to my heart. That hurt me to my heart. I mean, when I was in high school, we did fire drills just in case there's a fire in the school. But now we're doing cold red drills in case there's a shooter in the school? I mean, where is this world coming to? It makes me want to take my daughters out of school, you know, and homeschool them. And it may get to that point because if we don't do something, by, you know, and the thing is, y'all, it's all about money. It's all about money. And it's like the wealthy, to me, to the wealthy is about the wealthy. They're about the people who have the money. And I don't care what anybody says, this country has the money. They have it. We have the money. We just don't distribute it fairly. And if you got the money, you can get things done. If you don't have the money, oh well. That's kind of what the mindset is. So we have to instill in our children and instill in people that it's time to take over our own lives and create our own economy. It's time for us to do what we need to do and be able to take over for our families. Nobody's going to love on our families but us, the way we do. No one's going to love on your family. Nobody's going to protect your family. Nobody's looking out for your family, so you got to look out for your family yourself. So those kind of relevant topics we're going to be talking about on the show as well. I'm going to be reaching out, matter of fact, this week for our new sponsors. I've got a lot of people that have been waiting. They've been waiting to get on the show. I mean, I got some people I owe an apology to because they've been waiting so long. They say, oh, Fred's not going to call me for that show. I don't even think it's even on the air. No, it's on the air. We're definitely on the air, and we want you on the show. We want to highlight you. So if you do want to be on the show, please send us your bio. Send us your bio. Or if you know somebody who's doing some incredible things that you want to highlight, or some unsung heroes that have a story, we want to hear your story. We want to share with the world what you have done because it can encourage and inspire someone else. Everybody needs to hear your voice. They need to hear your story. And that's what we want to do, is highlight you on our show. We want to teach you leadership concepts and communication concepts and personal growth We want to teach you about attitude and equipping yourself and getting ready and becoming more influential in your community. Wherever you're at, identifying your potential, helping you to achieve your dreams. That's what this show is about. Always positive, always on. Always positive, always on. And we want to interview certain people, great people like yourself. So if you know anybody, please give us a call, 610-466-5461, or send us an email at Studio 22 Live TV, STUDEO22, LiveTV@gmail.com. We had a website, we took it down, because we're gonna create a whole different website. It's gonna be more engaging, it's gonna be more colorful. We're gonna highlight every person we have on the show. We're gonna allow you to follow them and be able to connect with them. And for those who are going to be on the show, we want to give you a spot on the channel or on our website, and then allow our fans and also our people who are listening to the show to be able to continue to follow you and purchase things from you and buy things from you and help you make money. We want to help everybody make money. We want to help you be able to get notoriety. We want to promote you. We want to promote your events. So send us everything you got. We wanted those unsung community people who are doing some great things in the community. We want those children. We want to even talk about entertainment. Okay? We're going to the entertainment side. We're gonna kind of niche it down a little bit. Because my background, 30 years in entertainment, and my background as what? A media, an IT person. I used to rap back in the day. I produced music for several artists. I've had a record out, had a couple records out. Also got into production of myself, production of other people. I got into TV, producing TV shows locally, also being able to understand editing and video and camera work. I remember starting our company, Studio 22, back in 2006 when Facebook first came on the scene and MySpace was popping big. We said, man, we got to get into video. Video's going to be big. And man, you talk about having foresight. Yeah, I said, we don't just have to learn how to be able to watch video. We got to learn how to create it. Got to learn how to create content. And now look at Facebook Live, you know, people creating shows, creating commercials, creating parodies. You know, video is big. And so because video is big, this is a podcast you're listening right now, but we're going to actually put a plan together to build an amazing set. And we're going to bring Studio22Live.tv, the podcast. We're going to have a video podcast portion as well. We'll have a set. We're going to have an audience. We're going to have camera people. We're going to have, you know, design guests. We're going to do it. And so we're excited about it. We're going with the Hollywood format with the director's chairs. I think I like that format, along with the, just a small group of people that we can actually get them to participate and ask questions. And so you'll hear the podcast version on iTunes, and then we'll also throw the video version as well. And then we'll make it available, of course, on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter and on Facebook Live. So this is a new year, 2018. Studio 22 Live TV is back. We're excited. And what I would like to do right now is just thank you. Thank you for being loyal. I want to just thank you for those who are in our Facebook group. We actually want you to engage more. I know you probably have seen some articles. We've been promoting some things, and you guys have been seeing some videos we've been promoting. But now our podcast is on the air. We're back. We ain't going. We ain't leaving. If you have any recommendations, if you have any people people who have businesses who are looking to put some money out and sponsor some shows, we'll give them a couple spots on the show. We'll even produce it for them, so we can promote their business and help them be able to, you know, get more clients and get more leads. We're all about connecting with people. And we're going to be really, really teaching you some very, very great philosophies and techniques and sharing motivational moments and talking about memes and talking about funny stuff. Just having a good time. As also, we're going to be interviewing some amazing people and sharing their stories and valuable lessons that they learn, that you can be able to, we can add value to you. It's all about adding value. It's all about growing. It's all about helping you to get from where you are to where you want to be. How about help you to be a great leader? help you to be able to a great CEO, help you to be a great business person, a great person in your family, talking about family things, talking about team things, talking about organizational things, talking about things even in your ministry, whatever it is, Steel22Live.TV is going to be your source for some great information, for great people in a positive way. My name is Fred Fitzgerald. I'm going to be your host, and we're back on the air. I will have some surprise guest co-hosts as well, and we're going to come back once a week. Our show is going to be once a week. We're going to come on live with the show once a week, and we're going to make sure that every single time we come on the air that you're going to know Steel22Live.TV is going to be on the air. We're going to be using our video platform that we just came across, which is great. It's called BeLive.TV. That allows us to do our video podcast as well. So as we're recording it, we're able to be able to interact with people on Facebook and do it live and have it live right in the groups where you can access it live. We're going to be doing commercials that you can only be able to access in our group and do it live and be able to get comments and have your name come up on the screen and our host, you better ask questions right there on the spot. It's going to be amazing because it's new, it's fresh, it's March, it's 2018, and we are still at 22live.tv. Always positive, always on. And my name is Fred Fitzgerald, and welcome back. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. Keep following us. Follow us on Twitter at Studio22Live.TV, Instagram, Studio22Live.TV, Facebook, Studio22Live.TV, YouTube, Studio22Live.TV, iTunes. We're about to, you know, submit our podcast. By the end of this year, we're going to be submitting to iHeartRadio once we get some great, great shows going and be able to add value. We're not going to be boring. We're going to be entertaining. We're going to be exciting. We're going to be bringing on some great people. And now, right now, I'm focusing on reaching back out to our guests, the guests that were on our show before. Expect an email. Expect a phone call. Expect a message, messenger message from me and from the show, from my staff at the show, reaching back out because we would love to have you back on to catch up with you, to see what you're doing now. And then for those who are out there who have previously been in the industries and whatever it is, and media, entertainment, and music, and whatever that it is that you're doing, we want to know, where are they now? We're looking for some where are they now artists. Where are they now? Musicians, where are they now? Actors, where are they now? Where are they now? We want to talk to you because we want to hear your story. Everybody wants to hear your story, and your story is worth being heard. Your voice is needed in our communities. All right, so let's pray for the people down in Florida. Pray for every school in this nation. Pray for every school in this world. And this is Fred Fitzgerald, and you are watching Studio22Live.TV, and you are tuned in to Studio22Live.TV. Always positive, always on. We'll see you next week.